local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05 as we get the morning show started right here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Hope everyone had a fantastic Halloween and nice and full of candy. Right now, 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Storms on the way in the forecast. We'll get more from that from Dr. Bill here in just a second. But first, we'll check the ride in with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, you might want to grab that umbrella on the way out. We've got no accidents so far, but eastbound on the causeway, the ramp eastbound to the Bayway and westbound Bayway exit ramp to the Battleship Parkway exit is closed due to flooding already on the causeway. We've got showers that will be coming in today, so again, grab that umbrella on the way out. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pinson Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at PinsonSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms this morning with a few showers this afternoon. The highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now on FMTalk106.5.com, the front page and three big things. Yesterday, President Donald Trump said that the number of military troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexican border could reach 15,000. That's up from the number of 5,200 discussed earlier this week. Also on the three big things, Foley police now looking for a stolen vehicle connected to a homicide investigation. We have that picture of that vehicle up on the website right now if you want to check that out. And the third big thing coming up on Saturday, President Trump will be in Pensacola for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Find out all of that and more on FMTalk1065.com. Right now, we'll check on the news headlines for this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is the first day of a new month, and our area right now under a tornado watch. As the National Weather Service of Mobile issued that watch for portions of Alabama and Florida until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Storms in southwest Alabama, those are expected to pick up between 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Forecasters want you to be prepared for possibly damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes, and that includes quote, isolated storms just ahead of a main line of storms, and those supercell thunderstorms, those will pose a higher risk for large hail and tornado development. Heavy rain is expected between 1 to 3 inches is possible, which means flooding. As always, you are encouraged to turn around. Don't drown. A traffic alert you need to be aware of, as just after 5 a.m., flooding was reported on the causeway, which means drivers were encouraged to find an alternate route if you need to get across the bay. If you live in an area impacted by Hurricane Michael, the Weather Service says expect an increase of weather activity in those areas. This is a system, of course, that our Dr. Bill has been and will continue to watch and update all morning long right here in Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Let's talk money this morning. If you have a child headed to college or is working to wrap up that college degree, did you know the state of Alabama is ninth in the nation among states where the debt our public college graduates are carrying are the highest in the nation? The average college graduate in Alabama is carrying roughly $31,275 in debt, as according to a report released last year by the Institute for College Access and Success. And they say 50% of graduates here are carrying some kind of debt. Meantime, the National Center for Education Statistics puts the average cost of a four-year college education at a public university at more than $104,000. They report these figures are a financial burden, especially for lower and middle-class families to achieve without accumulating debt. Last year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau found that 44 million Americans currently owe more than $1.4 trillion in student debt. Here in Alabama, much of the state's loan burden would be characterized as more than 90 days delinquent. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Year after year, our elected officials promise to improve education, and year after year, nothing happens. If things are ever going to change, it's going to take passion and bold action. I'm Stephen McNair, and as a Murphy High School graduate, I believe in our public schools. I'll fight to make education funding a priority. We must have more resources in the classroom, and it's time we finally have an education lottery in Alabama. On November 6th, stand up for our children's future and vote Stephen McNair to be your next representative. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama 36652.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students at Niceville High School returned to school this morning a day after a fellow student was arrested for making a threat against the school. 17-year-old Joshua Garrett admits he said he'd shoot up the school, according to authorities, but the teen insists it was just a joke. Garrett was arrested.
This is not a laughing matter. This is not a joking matter. This is akin to walking into a theater and screaming fire.
Foley police are looking this morning for a stolen truck that could lead them to a killer. Police say the truck belonged to Jeff Higginbotham, a man whose body was found by a maintenance worker inside his Bay Villa apartment. The black 1999 Dodge Durango has an Alabama license plate. The wife of an Alabama political candidate has been injured in a gun accident. State Representative Will Ainsworth of Guntersville is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He confirmed his wife Kendall was injured while shooting skeet Tuesday afternoon. He says his wife's injuries do not appear serious. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by Carlos Finley Campaign, P.O. Box 40152, Mobile, Alabama 36640.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
This Tuesday, vote for a program that's guaranteed to help all of Mobile County with no new taxes. It's the Pay-As-You-Go Road program to build better roads, bridges, and drainage facilities. $60 million on roads and bridge improvements with no new taxes, no borrowed money. More jobs. Economic growth with no new taxes. Be sure you vote for the Pay-As-You-Go Road program located at the bottom of the ballot, right-hand column under Special County Election. And we all win. Paid for by Better Roads for Mobile County. Lion Crow Chairman, 754 Downtowner Boulevard, West Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Mobilian and Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey died on Wednesday at the age of 80. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that McCovey died at Stanford Hospital following a long battle with many health issues. McCovey, or Stretch as he later became known, was born in Mobile in January of 1938. He spent 19 of his 22 Major League Baseball seasons with the San Francisco Giants. McCovey was named to six All-Star teams, won NL Rookie of the Year award in 1959, and was also named the NL MVP in 1969. The Alabama native hit 521 career homers, tied for 20th in Major League Baseball history, and was also voted to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1986. One day after announcing they would reinstate head football coach DJ Durkin, the University of Maryland announced his firing on Wednesday. He had been scheduled to return to practice this week and coach Saturday against Michigan State. That decision led to backlash from students and alumni, as well as on social media. Durkin and the entire Maryland athletic department have been under fire since this summer when 19-year-old offensive lineman Jordan McNair collapsed due to heat illness during a team workout on May 29th. He would later die on June 13th. Subsequent media reports described the culture within the program as toxic. The decision announced yesterday to retain Durkin, or on Tuesday, led the Maryland Student Government Association and 12 other student groups to schedule a protest rally for 3:30 on Thursday. But University of Maryland President Wallace Lowe released a statement addressing Durkin's firing on Wednesday. According to the Washington Post, Lowe informed the Board of Regents before terminating Durkin, but did not consult with them. Offensive coordinator Matt Canada has been serving as the interim coach in Durkin's absence and will continue in that role. Maryland is so far 5-3 this season. In a crazy story from college football, Rutgers dismissed Isaiah Bullock from a football program on Tuesday after the linebacker was charged with plotting to murder two people. In a statement from the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office, the 22-year-old allegedly initiated a plot to murder the family members of an acquaintance. Bullock was charged Tuesday with two counts of attempted murder in the first degree and two counts of conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree. Bullock appeared in at least one game earlier this year but had not registered any statistics. In some NFL news, New Orleans Saints rookie edge rusher Marcus Davenport is expected to miss about a month with an injury to his big right toe. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reported the news on Wednesday. Davenport hurt the toe during his sack of Kirk Cousins in the third quarter of the Saints' win against the Minnesota Vikings last weekend. Davenport said Wednesday that he's, quote, still working on it when asked about his status for this weekend's game against the undefeated Los Angeles Rams. And in the NBA on Wednesday, Anthony Davis returned to the New Orleans lineup after missing two games while nursing a sprained right elbow, but the Pelicans lost to the Golden State Warriors 131-121. Davis scored 17 points with 12 rebounds and 7 assists, but was outdone by Warriors point guard Steph Curry. Curry led with 37 points. That was his sixth 30th-point game of the season. LeBron James hit a game-winning free throw with 2 seconds left, and the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Dallas Mavericks 114-113. And there were two overtime games last night. Brooklyn beat Detroit 120-119 in OT, and Denver beat Chicago 108-107. I'm Dalton Org, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms this morning with a few showers this afternoon. The highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Joe Faust has always put the people of Baldwin County over politics. He reduced property taxes for the elderly and aggressively fought to achieve coastal insurance reform. You know, District 94 faces some unique challenges, but Joe always meets them head on. On November 6th, re-elect Joe Faust, a trusted conservative voice for Baldwin County. Paid for by Friends of Joe Faust, 20452 Beecher Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we have a tornado watch this morning. Some real strong storms coming in from Mississippi, as we've got no accidents so far, but eastbound on the causeway and the ramp eastbound Bayway and westbound Bayway exit ramp to the Battleship Parkway is closed because of flooding we've already gotten. Market on the Square's back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and Kane was right there about the tornado watch. That'll be in our area until 1 p.m. this afternoon. Also currently under a severe thunderstorm warning, at least in Mobile County. That's until 7 a.m. this morning, and we'll be keeping you updated with those alerts all day long. And also we have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who knows the specifics. We'll be talking to him in just about 10 minutes. He's going to update us on what we can expect later today and for the rest of the week. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Thursday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Weather is leading our headlines this morning as tornado watches and warnings are right now in effect in multiple counties and multiple states. The National Weather Service is also sharing information on Twitter as they issue tornado watches for Baldwin, Butler, Choctaw, Clark, Conecuh, Covington, Crenshaw, Escambia, Mobile, Monroe, Washington, Wilcox, and Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa, Florida. That watch in effect until 1 p.m. today. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Perry and Wayne County in Mississippi until 6 a.m. this morning. And a severe thunderstorm warning for George and Stone has been issued until 6:30 a.m. As always, be weather aware and know which county you not only live in, but which county your kids attend school in and the county in which you work in. This is a system our Dr. Bill has been and will continue to watch and update all morning long right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and we will also update social media as well. An 18-year-old has been charged with homicide by vehicle as a result of a fatal crash. Last April, 18-year-old Caitlin LaForce of Irvington was driving a Ford pickup, an F-150, westbound on One Mile Road when she hit a Jeep Cherokee heading northbound on Irvington Biola Battery Highway. The other driver has been identified as 23-year-old Roberta Lee Damon, also of Irvington. Witnesses say the impact of that crash caused Damon's vehicle to roll over several times. She was rushed to University Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. As for LaForce, she, meantime, was treated for injuries at Spring Hill Medical Center. This case was then presented to a grand jury, and LaForce was indicted on the charge of homicide by vehicle. She was booked into Metro Jail yesterday and released on bond about 3 hours later. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
In the South, tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company. And a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, this is Mobile Mornings, and only about 15 days until we award one winner that Ultimate Tailgate Prize Package, and what a package it is, over $6,000 in prizes. So you still have 15 days, and you can register once per day per location at the five locations: Cart Doctor, Bailey's TV, Old Time Feed, Fairhope Brewing Company, and the Carrot Patch Jewelers. And then we will have one major winner who wins a huge grand prize, but each location will also have a qualifying winner that wins a nice little prize, and we'll award that also on November 15th. So you have about 15 days to head into each of those locations now and put your name in the hat. See if you find out if you're the winner. If you haven't voted yet, and if you're maybe taking a trip or will be unable to vote on Tuesday, today the final day to apply for an absentee ballot, and about 900,000 voters participated in the June 5th primary. That's about a quarter of the state's registered voters. About 590,000 people voted in the Republican primary, while 283,000 voted in the Democratic primary. This year, though, Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill, and we'll see if we can get him on the show either later this week or early tomorrow week before the midterm day, but he said that turnout for the general election should be in about the 35% to 40% range. That's about what it was 4 years ago when voter participation hit a 28-year low. That was back in 2014 when 39.8% of Alabama's voters, it's about 1.2 million of the state's 3 million registered voters, but only 40% cast their ballots. And that was the first time since 1986 that less than 50% of Alabama voters turned out in a non-presidential election. John Bennett, he's the deputy chief of staff for Merrill. He said that since the primary this year, 147,000 voters have registered. Last Monday was the last day to register and be on the rolls in time for the election if you're planning on voting on Tuesday. But like I said earlier, today the final day to apply for an absentee ballot if you're not going to be able to vote coming up next week. Also, in national news, the first 800 troops involved in Operation Faithful Patriot have arrived at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio. They're going to do a little bit of training before they're sent to the U.S.-Mexico border. That's in support of Customs and Border Protection. President Trump ordered the deployment in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that are making their way through Mexico and towards the United States. Trump had an interview with ABC's chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl, where he said the increased military presence on the border is going to help stop what he calls an invasion that is coming in the migrant caravan. Trump said, "We have to have a wall of people." That was shortly before, or shortly after, it was announced that the Pentagon sending 10,000 to 15,000 troops to the border. We have more of this on our website, fmtalk1065.com, if you want to read more. But Trump said the caravan's made up mostly of young men and that the women and children pictured in the crowd are being purposefully posed for the cameras. The president also hinted that while the military is not allowed to actively make arrests, but to simply aid Border Patrol officers on the ground, that some circumstances may allow for their scope to widen. By federal law, the troops cannot enforce immigration law. Instead, they can only support the Border Patrol. But the president said national emergency covers a lot of territory. 627 now on FM Talk 106.5. Lots more to do on Mobile Mornings coming up today. I mentioned the tailgate prize package and the three big things on our website right now. That story about Trump sending 15,000 troops to the border. Also, Trump heading to Pensacola this coming Saturday, where you can see the president in one of the Make America Great Again rallies. He's actually beginning an 8-day state swing through before the midterms on Tuesday. Trump doing his best to rally Republicans to head to the polls for the midterm elections. 628 now on FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams to get your weather forecast for the rest of the day. Strong storms are moving in the area. We'll keep you updated right here on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile man is sentenced to life in prison for a 2015 murder, and he could face more time for a separate home invasion. 23-year-old Deontay Moore was sentenced Wednesday for the murder of Cedric Hollinger. He was out of jail on bond for that crime when he was picked up again in September. Police say while out on bond, he committed a home invasion in May. The Mobile County District Attorney's Office says they wanted a life sentence because of Moore's repetitive and violent behavior. A couple celebrity sightings has thrust one Fairhope restaurant into the spotlight. Actor Liam Hemsworth visited the Sage Lebanese Cuisine and Cafe in downtown Fairhope recently while filming a movie in the area. The first time he came in, nobody, including the owners, recognized him. He must have enjoyed the food because Hemsworth came back several more times, and Vince Vaughn, his co-star in the upcoming movie, dined there as well.
Makes us feel
that we're doing the right.
What we're doing, you know?
Yes.
We know that we're on the right track and we should keep doing what we're doing.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Bradley Byrne doesn't just talk about conservative values. He fights for them and wins. His bill to repeal Obamacare passed the House, drawing the wrath of Nancy Pelosi and a veto threat from President Obama. Bradley's leading the fight to build President Trump's wall and working to protect your guns and the rights of the unborn. The National Review praised Bradley Byrne proves a conservative can rack up legislative wins and quickly. Vote Republican. Vote Bradley Byrne. This message was paid for by Byrne for Congress.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave
Then one day he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Tired Central American migrants rested in the southern Mexico town of Huichitan overnight, setting out again before dawn to take advantage of cooler temperatures. They're still weeks away from the U.S. border, but the first of what could eventually be 15,000 U.S. troops deployed there have begun arriving. The suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre is expected in court today, even as mourners lay more victims to rest. More on today's funerals now from Jean Cazares.
A married couple, Sylvan and Bernice Simon, 86 and 84 years old, are going to be laid rest together in their funeral. They have been married over 60 years, and their wedding announcement from 1956 in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette shows that they were actually married at the Tree of Life.
Divers scouring the Indonesian seafloor have recovered the flight data recorder from the crashed Lion Air jet. They're still looking for the cockpit voice recorder. Stock futures show the NASDAQ up 2%. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The EPA has extended by 2 years its approval of a version of the herbicide dicamba made by Bayer, which some farmers and researchers have blamed for damaging millions of acres of crops. The decision is a win for Bayer, which also markets soybean and cotton seeds genetically engineered to survive the chemical. Bayer this year acquired St. Louis Bay Seed and pesticide giant Monsanto, which in 2018 sold about 50 million acres worth of dicamba-tolerant soybean and cotton seeds to farmers while training them how to spray the herbicide and avoid damaging other crops. Insurance giant AIG posted a $1.3 billion quarterly net loss, weighed down by policyholders' claims from Asian typhoons, California mudslides, and Hurricane Florence. The red ink was less than in the year-ago quarter, when three hurricanes in a row slammed into the Caribbean and the southern U.S. Then the global insurance conglomerate posted a $1.7 billion loss. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak Laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Bosch premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
634 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Hope everyone had a very nice Halloween. Right now it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning.
How did you have a good Halloween? Did you get your fair share of candy from the trick-or-treaters last night?
Yeah, it was a busy evening, but fortunately the weather turned out okay.
Yes, that's for sure. But today, thankfully today is not Halloween because the weather not looking so great today.
Yeah, we've got a line of showers and thunderstorms moving across Mississippi, and it's going to be getting into our area over the next few hours, and some of those thunderstorms could be severe. It's all associated with a cold front. A cold front is actually well behind this. It's a line of thunderstorms, and that front will not get here till later this afternoon and this evening. But in the meantime, those thunderstorms will be moving through this morning, and with some gusty winds and some heavy rain. And then this afternoon, we'll just have some shower activity, and those thunderstorms will move on to the east. There's a possibility that we could see a few showers in the evening, and it'll gradually clear off, and we're in for some cooler weather. We'll see temperatures today, mainly in the upper 70s this afternoon. Then tonight, we'll start to cool down a bit, so by daybreak, it'll be in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow should be a mostly sunny day, but only 65 on the high tomorrow with a northwest wind. Tomorrow night, that is Friday night, and into Saturday morning, we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 40s, and then a beautiful day for Saturday, sunny and a high around 70, and then Sunday, another sunny day with a high in the mid 70s, and showers are going to return to the area on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, those highs, I love hearing those numbers, highs in the 60s and 70s coming up later this week, but with the storms today, What kind of severity are we expecting? How severe could these end up being?
Well, these thunderstorms, there's the possibility that some could produce gusts of 50 miles an hour or greater. Most of them are just going to produce some heavy rain and lightning, but a few could produce those strong, gusty winds. And but all that activity will be moving in here this morning before noon and very likely in the mid-morning hours.
Well, how's it looking in the tropics right now, Dr. Bill?
Looking good. We had Hurricane Oscar that formed out in the central Atlantic. It made its turn to the north and northeast, and then it really accelerated off to the northeast and has lost its tropical characteristics. So basically it no longer exists. And right now it's quiet across the Atlantic, the Gulf, and the Caribbean.
All right. I appreciate it, Dr. Bill. I'll check back with you soon.
Okay.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He is the best in the business. He's the guy you need to listen to. When we have days like today where some storms are moving into the area, and you need to know how severe they could be. And you can hear him right here on FM Talk 106.5. We play his forecast twice an hour, every single hour, except when you listen to Mobile Mornings. We'll give him to you a little bit extra, 5 times an hour on Mobile Mornings. Right now, 6:38. We'll check the traffic on the ride in with Kane, and then news with Kelly coming up.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear, no accidents, but again with flooding, we've got issues there. Eastbound Causeway on the ramp, the eastbound Bayway and the westbound Bayway exit ramp to the Battleship Parkway closed because of flooding. We've got a tornado watch in effect as storms are starting to move into Mobile County. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
Landshark Lager and Margaritaville Tequila present Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
One night only at the Wharf Amphitheater, April 23rd. Son of a Sailor Tour.
You got fins to the left, fins to the right, and you're the only bait in
the
town.
Party continues. April 23rd, the Wharf Amphitheater.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Here's the say.
Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office, or by phone.
Who's the ugly?
April 23rd, the Wharf Amphitheater.
I don't know.
Don't miss Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Series.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
6:40 now on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for waking up with Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Just talked to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Storms will be in the area until at least 1 p.m. Some could be severe, and we are currently under a tornado watch until 1 p.m. this afternoon, and severe thunderstorm warning at least for the next 20 minutes. We'll keep you updated with the warnings as they roll in. Hope everyone had a very nice Halloween night. I know last year we had tons and tons and tons of trick-or-treaters. This year that number was down quite a bit, so I got a lot of candy to get through now. Or maybe I should just give it away. That's probably the right move. Give away the candy instead of eating it all. But it was a good Halloween night. Great weather. Unfortunately, the weather takes a little bit of a turn today. Right now it's time to check the headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Pritchard man is accused of setting multiple fires and destroying two homes in the process. Kendrick Fortner has been charged with arson. Investigators say last Friday he set a house on fire on Forest Avenue in Saraland. Saraland PD, they say, quote, through some messaging and through witnesses that actually observed him walking down the street and through photo lineups and interviews, we were able to link it all together. As for that home, it was deemed a total loss. The victim of that home says that Fortner had been threatening her and her family for weeks, sending text messages saying that he was going to burn their home down. Investigators say then 24 hours later, Fortner set his own grandmother's home on fire, and he was arrested very close to that fire. He was arrested on the corner of Section Avenue and Clancy Street in Pritchard. The district attorney's office, they have signed off on an arrest warrant for Fortner in connection to the Saraland house fire, and he will be served the warrant while in jail. And authorities say the department right now waiting for the family to sign the arrest warrant for the three people they believe are also responsible in the vandalism case. Fortner is facing a first-degree arson charge in Pritchard and a second-degree arson charge in Saraland. He is expected to be in court this morning. Great news for Maxwell Air Force Base, as the U.S. Air Force has announced the Montgomery Base will receive $18 million for a new air traffic control tower. Officials say the tower will be built for, quote, force protection and safety. Construction is expected to begin next June and be finished by December 2020. The 187th Fighter Wing will receive the latest fighter aircraft that will replace its F-16 jets. It's been 2 years in the making and equals $3 billion in investments and the addition of 1,000 jobs in the coming years. And the Air Force expects the F-35As to begin arriving in early 2023. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says this is a key piece of infrastructure that will support the F-35s and open new opportunity for Montgomery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Students at Niceville High School returned to school this morning a day after a fellow student was arrested for making a threat against the school. 17-year-old Joshua Garrett admits he said he'd shoot up the school, according to authorities, but the teen insists it was just a joke. Garrett was arrested.
This is not a laughing matter. This is not a joking matter. This is akin to walking into a theater and screaming fire.
Foley police are looking this morning for a stolen truck that could lead them to a killer. Police say the truck belonged to Jeff Higginbotham, a man whose body was found by a maintenance worker inside his Bay Villa apartment. The black 1999 Dodge Durango has an Alabama license plate. The wife of an Alabama political candidate has been injured in a gun accident. State Representative Will Ainsworth of Guntersville is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He confirmed his wife, Kendall, was injured while shooting skeet Tuesday afternoon. He says his wife's injuries do not appear serious. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is more than a district. It's been home my entire life. I'm Stephen McNair, and I want to be your next representative for District 97 because it takes real political courage to stand up in the face of a corrupt system that consistently ignores Mobile. It's time to change what we've come to expect out of Montgomery, and I won't back down until we get our fair share. We deserve more, and you deserve a legislator who'll fight for us. On November 6th, vote Stephen McNair, and let's get to work. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama, 36652.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Mobilian and Baseball Hall of Famer Willie McCovey died on Wednesday at the age of 80. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that McCovey died at Stanford Hospital following a long battle with many health issues. McCovey, or Stretch as he later became known, was born in Mobile in January of 1938. He spent 19 of his 22 MLB seasons with the San Francisco Giants. McCovey was named to 6 All-Star teams. He won the NL Rookie of the Year Award in 1959 and was named NL MVP in 1969. The Alabama native hit 521 career homers, tied for 20th in Major League Baseball history, and was also voted to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1986. One day after announcing that they would reinstate head football coach DJ Durkin, the University of Maryland announced his firing on Wednesday. He had been scheduled to return to practice this week and coach Saturday against Michigan State. That decision led to backlash from students and alumni, as well as on social media. Durkin and the entire Maryland Athletic Department have been under fire since this summer when 19-year-old offensive lineman Jordan McNair collapsed due to heat illness during a team workout on May 29th. He died on June 13th. Subsequent media reports described the culture within the program as toxic. The decision announced Tuesday to retain Durkin led the Maryland Student Government Association and 12 other student groups to schedule a protest rally for today. University of Maryland President Wallace Lowe released a statement addressing Durkin's firing later Wednesday. According to the Washington Post, Lowe informed the Board of Regents before terminating Durkin, but did not consult with them. Offensive coordinator Matt Canada has been serving as the interim coach in Durkin's absence and will continue in that role. So far, Maryland is 5-3 this season. In a crazy story from college football, Rutgers dismissed Isaiah Bullock from the football program on Tuesday after the linebacker was charged with plotting to murder two people. In a statement from the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office, the 22-year-old allegedly initiated a plot to murder the family members of an acquaintance. Bullock was charged Tuesday with 2 counts of attempted murder in the first degree and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree. Bullock appeared in at least 1 game earlier this year, but had not registered any statistics. In some NFL news, New Orleans Saints rookie edge rusher Marcus Davenport is expected to miss about a month with an injury to his big right toe. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reported the news on Wednesday. Davenport hurt the toe during his sack of Kirk Cousins in the third quarter of the Saints' win against the Minnesota Vikings. Davenport said Wednesday that he's, quote, still working on it when asked about his status for this weekend's game against the undefeated Los Angeles Rams. In the NBA on Wednesday, Anthony Davis returned to New Orleans lineup after missing two games while nursing a sprained right elbow, but the Pelicans lost to the Golden State Warriors 131-121. Davis scored 17 points with 12 rebounds and 7 assists, but was outdone by Warriors point guard Steph Curry. Curry led with 37 points, his sixth 30-point game of the season. LeBron James hit a game-winning free throw with 2 seconds left, and the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Dallas Mavericks 114-113. And there were two overtime games last night. Brooklyn beat Detroit 120-119 in overtime, and Denver beat Chicago 108-107 in overtime. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms this morning with a few showers this afternoon. The highs will be in the upper 70s. Tonight, a few evening showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope. The following is an actual conversation between Lanny and Yappy, the Lanyap Nutria mascots.
Hey, Lanny, what you doing?
Going over my holiday shopping list. Gotta find something for all my ladies.
What ladies?
Hey, the ladies love them some Lanny, inside and out, if you know what I mean.
You're really disgusting, but I did hear that the good folks at Lanyap are working on their super fancy holiday wish book right now. The perfect place to find unique gift ideas from local vendors for all the ones you love. Gifts that really show you care, not just some crap from Amazon.
Is the wish book available now?
No, it'll be in their Thanksgiving week issue, in the paper and online, just in time for Black Friday and the holiday shopping season. And of course, until then, you can find all of the most important news and investigative reporting, as well as the most extensive arts, cuisine, and entertainment coverage in our area.
Do you think there may be something in their holiday guide that will make me less disgusting?
Definitely not. But if you find something nice enough for your ladies in the Lanyap wish book, maybe they'll be willing to overlook your many, many, many flaws.
Great idea.
Lanyap is free and can be found in area restaurants, bars, and coffee shops. Shops are in their hideous pink or regal purple boxes or at lanyapmobile.com. So like Lanny and Yappy, pick up a Lanyap today and help keep Mobile funky.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. In Saraland, Wilmer, Sims, you're seeing some heavier showers already starting to come in from the system again with the tornado watch. Be careful on the way in. Already you've got flooding right where the Causeway and the Bayway intersect. No accidents, so Daphne, Fairhope, Spanish Fort, you're also looking good along 98 and 31 this morning. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend with the new splash and activities on. Get details at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane, and I second that. Be safe on the way into work as the showers start to move into our area. We are under tornado watch until 1 p.m. this afternoon. More on that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams throughout the morning show. 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and it's 6:54 now. Time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Scary moments for students at Indian Springs Elementary School on Wednesday as a school was participating in a routine fire drill, and that's when 15 students were stung by bees. Officials with the Mobile County Public School System, they confirm, quote, Indian Springs had a routine fire drill today. During that, 15 students were stung by either bees or wasps. We took care of the students and called their parents to let them know what had happened. Our maintenance department came out quickly and removed the bees. BBVA Compass Bank. If that is your bank, well, new numbers are in, and great news as the bank is reporting a net income of $175 million for the third quarter. That's a 34% increase from the same quarter a year ago for bank shares. Return on average assets was 0.77%, and return on average tangible equity for the quarter was 8.35%. The company reported net income for the first 9 months of the year totaling $568 million. That was an increase of 39% over the same period last year. The president and CEO says the results, quote, continue to reflect the positive underlying trends throughout many of our businesses. Total revenue for the quarter was $917 million, which set a company record. You are invited by the Mobile Baykeeper to celebrate the bounty of Mobile Bay at Bay Bash 2018, November the 2nd. At Gulf Quest Maritime Museum at 6 p.m. overlooking the Mobile River, guests will enjoy live music, dancing, delicious seafood, signature cocktails, and a silent auction. Now, Bay Bash is Mobile Baykeeper's longest-running annual fundraiser and supports the work protecting the Mobile Bay watershed and our coastal communities. The event, which is touted on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and, of course, online, is providing a brief program highlighting the 2018 achievements, which will ensure that families and friends, communities can swim and fish and play in the place we call home. For ticket information, you want to call 251-433-4229. This event, though, is for those ages 21 and up. And remember, you can always go online. Go to mobilebaykeeper.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 6:56 now, FM Talk 106.5, and an update on traffic. Looks like flooding already on the causeway this morning. Eastbound causeway, they shut it down. They're putting everyone on the bayway heading eastbound. So if you're traveling that way, causeway eastbound closed. They're directing traffic onto the bayway due to flooding already on the causeway. Hey, the Boston Red Sox celebrating their World Series championship with a parade yesterday. And you'd think the fans would know how to act with so many championship parades they've had there, but apparently they don't. They kept throwing beer cans at their own players and coaches. Now, this is a pretty common occurrence at the Boston parades. There's plenty of videos with Gronkowski with the Patriots and several other Boston sports stars catching beers that people throw to them. But at some point, it just became unsafe yesterday. Mookie Betts, one of the players for the Red Sox, he was almost taken out by some beers, and thankfully one of them was deflected by another person on the float. The manager, Alex Cora, he was hit in the back with an open beer, and he did not look happy about it. Stared down the person who threw it and then pointed them out. Even the World Series trophy that the Red Sox just received this week, it was already damaged by a flying beer can. Team, though, says it's a minor thing and that it can be fixed. But Boston Red Sox fans, New England Patriots fans, they're so used to this now, I guess they have to entertain themselves during the parade in another way. 6:58 now on FM Talk 106.5. We'll keep you updated on the storms rolling through our area with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and also the traffic on the way in with Kane coming right back on FM Talk 106.5.